إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remember somebody telling me a story long time ago. They said that there were these three or four young boys who hailed a cab in Delhi. And these were the days when in Delhi almost all the cabs, the cab drivers were Sikhs. And you had these yellow ambassador cabs driven by Sikh drivers. So these boys got into the cab and then they started telling Sardarji jokes, Sikh jokes, all of which are highly racist and stereotypical, and they show the Sikh as a fool. Now the elderly driver of the taxi, obviously he understood what was happening, that these boys were mocking him. So he didn't say anything to them. He drove them to their destination. And when they got off and they started to pay him, he said to them, "Don't pay me, I don't want the money." And he gave each of them 1 rupee. You know, those days you used to get the rupee coins. So he gave each of them 1 rupee. So he said, "Just do me a favor." He said, don't pay me, but do me a favor." He said, "Keep this rupee. And when you meet a Sikh beggar, when you meet a Sardar beggar, then give him this rupee. Give him this rupee." And the story was told to me, and they said, the man who told me the story, he said he read it somewhere, and it was evidently written by one of those same boys. And that boy said that today, 20 or 30 years later, I still have that rupee. Because there are no Sikh beggars. So we knew about the Sikh community looking after themselves. And we also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us Muslims, not to the Sikhs. He said to us Muslims, "Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas." You are the best of people and you have been selected for the benefit of people. But what do I see today? I see one of my Sikh friends sent me a video of the Khalsa group who are cooking food right now for 35,000 Rohingya Muslims on the Indo-Bangladesh border. 35,000 Rohingya Muslims on the Indo-Bangladesh border. There's this video of the Khalsa group, the Sikhs, in the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with turbans on their heads and magnificent black beards, young men who are cooking food for Rohingya Muslims. And as I watched this entire video, I was looking for only one thing, and that was an address or a telephone number, which normally is at the end of all such videos, because they usually end with an appeal for money. So I was looking for a phone number or an address to say, "Here is the money appeal coming and I would like to send something." But guess what? Till the end of the video, and I'm asking Umar to attach the video here, so see it for yourself, there's no appeal for money. So here are Sikhs to whom "Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas" was not sent, paying from their pockets, not for the welfare of the Sikhs, but for welfare of the people to whom this ayat was sent, the Muslims. And not only are they paying for the welfare, they are there with those people in their time of need, but they are not even asking anyone to help them. They are using their money to feed the Muslims. And what are the Muslims doing? I can tell you about the Muslims in Hyderabad. Go and check out in your own countries. We have Muslims who compete with each other in having ostentatious weddings. And it's not enough for them to spend literally crores of rupees, not lakhs, crores of rupees. Not it is not enough for them to spend this money on decorations, on orchids from Thailand, on expensive cars which they give to their to the bridegrooms, on jewelry, on clothing, on all kinds of lavish food, all served in the most expensive five-star hotels you can imagine. Crores of rupees. Fleets of expensive cars to ferry their guests around. This is what Muslims are doing. And that is not enough. That is not enough. Because this does not anger Allah enough for their liking. So what do? They also engage singing girls. And they have song parties. I won't even tell you what it costs, because I know all of this. I know what it costs. But you also know what it costs. And I'm only talking about the material money cost. What it will cost you and me on the day of judgment is something else. This is what Muslims are doing. While these Rohingyas are being murdered, they are being slaughtered, their women are being raped and beheaded, their children are literally being trod underfoot. There are soldiers who put the child on the ground and smash his head with his boot. There are soldiers who sling the child by one ankle and throw him, living child, into the fire. These are the videos that are coming out. And you are seeing them and I am seeing them. But it doesn't move us. It does not move us. But it moves the Sikhs. This is what we are doing. And globally speaking, as I told you, individual communities, go and check what you are doing. Look at yourself and say, what am I doing? And globally, our leaders, ask what the rulers of the Middle East, people sitting on lakes and oceans of oil, what are they doing to help the Rohingya Muslims? Forget about helping the Rohingya Muslims. I haven't even heard a single statement from any head of state in the Middle East. I have not even heard or read a single statement from any of the great mashayikh of the Middle East, from the Imam of the Haram, who went to New York and made a statement that it is Saudi Arabia and the United States who are the two poles that are going to guide the world towards a future of peace. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Where are those leaders of this world? I heard a statement from President Erdogan to say to the Prime Minister of Bangladesh to say that taking these refugees and Turkey will pay. I don't know, maybe Turkey has paid. Maybe there is a river of dollars flowing from Turkey to Bangladesh. But I don't know if that is happening. Is it happening? What are you and I as individuals and as the leaders of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What are we going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? When these Sikhs are going to stand before his throne, Jalla Jalaluhu. This is my fantasy, but wallahi, my Rabb has the ability to make this come true. When these Sikhs will stand before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, looking like the ummatis of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embodying the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their appearance, and embodying the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their actions, because they came to the aid of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while the so-called ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were busy fighting each other, were busy bombing each other, were busy embargoing each other, were busy cursing each other, were busy taking out big statements against each other, were busy taking bribes from people to sell the future of this ummah down the drain. While the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy doing all this, while they were busy removing every sign of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from their faces, from their bodies, from their clothing, from their dressing, from their work, from their earnings, while they were busy removing every sign of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were these Sikhs who were embodying all of those things. Even though they did not say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, they are going to be standing before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, and they will say, O our Rabb, O our Rabb, before you decide our fate, whether we are to go into Jannah or Jahannam, we have a request. We beg you for the answer to one question. And that question is, what are you going to do with the ummah of your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who did all of this while we were helping them, and while we were spending our money and our time, and we were sending our youth to help them in their time of need, whereas their leaders and their material leaders, their temporal leaders and their religious leaders were doing what you know and I know is going on in the world today. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, have mercy on yourself. Have mercy on yourself. Have mercy on yourself. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I don't think I have anything more to say. I only ask my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu to forgive me and to take me to Him. I want to meet Him and I want Him to meet me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the peak of Iman is to speak the truth before the tyrant. And today there is no tyrant that is bigger than the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I ask Allah to be my witness that I have spoken the truth, that I have called out the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I don't care who is upset with me, but I will not go to my khabar without having said what I need to say. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that stop, if you see, and the hadith of Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radhiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you see something wrong, stop it with your hand. And if you do not have the strength, speak out against it. And if you do not have the strength even to do that, then hate it in your heart. And this last thing is a sign of the weakness of your faith. I ask Allah to be my witness. I did not have the strength to stop it with my hand because I am not big enough for that. But wallahi, my Rabb, you are my witness. I have spoken against it. I have spoken against it. I have called out to the people in my own city who I know. And the only reason I am not taking their names is because I don't want to shame them, as they are my brothers and sisters. But they know who I mean, and I know who they are, and you know who they are. And I call out the names of the world leaders, and I call out their names, and I call out their positions. And I ask, oh my Rabb, you be my witness, that I have done what I could do. My brothers and sisters, for God's sake, for the sake of Allah, wake up. Wake up and have some mercy on yourself. Or wait for the day when you and I will stand before the throne of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And facing us will be those who did not say La ilaha illallah, but who did La ilaha illallah. Who did not say Muhammad Rasulullah, but they did Muhammad Rasulullah. I will not say what will happen to them, because that is in the hands of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, who is Ghafoor Rahim and who is Arhamur Rahimi. What will happen to them is what will happen to them. I am worried about what will happen to me. And I ask you to be worried about what will happen to you. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.